And hello, everybody, to the Business Bubble again. This is episode number 11, and I'm really having a hard time remembering. And yeah, today we're going to talk about something that I've been doing recently, something that gives me a lot of joy, a lot of pleasure, and I think it's like sort of a small part of the passion that I just have for business and the world in general. And that is precisely flipping and selling things. It's being practical with the things that you have in your house and the things that you can flip, actually. You can buy and sell for a larger price. So for those who don't know, I have been flipping and selling things ever since I started with a bicycle. It was my uncle's bicycle. So actually, it was my cousin's bicycle. He gave it to my uncle. My uncle sold it to me for about 40,000 colones, and I sold it off for 50,000 colones. So, you know, I had a 10,000 profit there. And I think even though it wasn't that much of a profit, I was like, oh my gosh, I can just post this on Facebook Marketplace or Encuentra 24 or OLX or Mercado Libre or some other place, some other platform that buyers and sellers come together. And I can make a profit out of this. I can just post it at the right time with the right pictures and the descriptions that I want to put in there. And people look at it and people just ask me if I can, I don't know, deliver it, if we can meet some place, and because they're interested in buying it. And that's something incredibly interesting for me, because I thought, because I was in Costa Rica, that the consumer culture that the people in the United States have was not going to translate as well here. You know, like, people buy compulsively in the United States more than they do it in Costa Rica. But funny enough, I mean, I've seen that people here, more so in Facebook Marketplace, that place is on fire. They just buy, and or they just ask because they're really interested or because they really want something out of it, which gets me to my next point. I'm going to tell you some of, like, the basic rules or concepts about what to sell, what not to sell in these platforms. And Facebook Marketplace is, for me, by far, the best one right now, at least by the time that I'm recording this episode. So I'm going to tell you the things that have worked for me, the things that I've seen that people buy more or that people are more interested in, and that basically goes along these lines. I have four things that you have to keep in mind if you want to sell stuff, and four if you don't want to sell stuff. I mean, if you want to evade, you know, if you want to actually sell stuff, don't make those other four things. Okay, so the first four things that I tell somebody who wants to sell things and flip and do commerce in these platforms is sell utilities and appliances. So things that people find useful, that people use every day. For example, I don't know, a blender. For example, something that people use when they cook, people use for their keys, for maybe an ice chest, maybe whatever it may be that people can use on a fairly regular basis. That is something great that you want to sell, okay? And the second thing that you want to sell is electronics that are rightly timed and in good shape. So by that, I mean electronics that people are concerned that they like, you know, that maybe it's a fad, maybe it's something that a lot of people used back in the day and now you really can't get it, or maybe you can get it, I don't know, but maybe a lot of people are used to it still. For example, and this I'm gonna get to it a little later, alarm clocks. Interestingly enough, I thought that people were not gonna want to buy alarm clocks because you have, first of all, a clock and an alarm system in your own phone. But funny enough, people who are, like, you know, kind of old, they like to buy that because they're used to it. That's just a small example, but I mean, try to look for things that people, for say a demographic, maybe a certain age group, they grew up with and they still use it to this day, even though millennials and people who are born later on don't use it this much. So number three, I guess it would be sell stuff for women. Girls use a lot of things for, you know, beauty products and beauty things, I don't know, electronics and appliances. So really try to look for those ones. Girls would pay for them. they will pay for a good deal as well because they know just how expensive they can be. So really look for those things. I sold, I don't know what you call it, but it's called like a plancha for hair. So yeah, I mean, I don't really know a lot of the girl things, but I know that I sold a thing that you use it so that your hair can become like smoother and silkier. So yeah, I sold two of them fairly quickly also. And, you know, I sell them around, what, 10 bucks, maybe less, 10, 15 bucks, sort of like that type of range. And in 3 days, by the way, in 3 days, I've been able to make 50,000 colones, which means right around 90 to 80 something bucks. I mean, in 3 days, I mean, that's pretty cool. But just selling crap on the internet. So amazing. And the fourth one, I'm sorry. The fourth of the things that you should sell are alarm clocks. As I just mentioned, people like alarm clocks. I don't know why. I mean, I kind of know why, because they grew up with it and they still use it to this day because it's, you know, it's useful. It's something that the phone, even though it replaces it to some extent, maybe it brings some sort of convenience. And people always want to be comfortable. They will buy comfiness. So maybe that's why people still use it. People that are from, let's say, like 30, around 30 and up, they still use alarm clocks a lot. And the moment that I posted the alarm clock, I got like, no kidding, in total, 40 requests, 40 messages. And I'm like, holy fudge, man, this is amazing. I did not expect this at all. I sold it really quickly. And yeah, just a word of advice, alarm clocks, for some reason people like them still, so ride the wave. Now I'm gonna go through four things that you shouldn't sell on the internet, or that I saw that were very hard to sell on the internet. Number one would be clothing. It's really hard to sell clothing because it's something so personal that you just have to try it on. It really depends if it's original, if you're selling something with a brand, if it's original, if it's not, if it's comfortable. People, okay, it's really hard because of that. And second, because stores sell it so much cheaper now. I don't know if you know this, but in Costa Rica, we have Las Tiendas Americanas. And basically, people can get their clothing, all their clothing apparels, actually. And they're really good brands for a fraction of the actual cost that it would be, you know, brand new. So that's interesting. A lot of people don't like that, but I say, like, screw that, man. It's like super cheap and you can get it, and it's pretty much the same thing. So it's really hard to sell clothing on platforms like Facebook Marketplace or some other site. So that's number one that I would kind of stay away from. I put two shirts, one Blink 182 shirt and a Pink Floyd the Wall shirt. First of all, they're pretty cool bands, you know, they have a brand. And I've had the time of my freaking life, I mean, like, what, like 3 months more, maybe more, trying to sell those things. I'm like, oh gosh, so hard. Okay, second thing that you shouldn't sell are collectibles for young people. Now, if the collectible is really, really unique, like super unique, and a lot of people know about it, then you can sell it. And hopefully you can sell it for quite a good price. But if it's not the case, then don't lose your time. I mean, lose your time if you want, but you're not really going to lose your time. I posted Draco heads. They were a thing back when I was a kid. You used to get them in toasty envelopes. Basically, like snacks, I guess, for you guys in the United States or somewhere else. And yeah, they were basically snacks with... Actually, no, in Marinela. Actually, I don't know where you got them. Oh, no, those were Olocoons. I'm sorry, Marinela. The Draco heads, you actually had to buy them. I'm sorry. And when you bought them, you could get sort of like random, you know, like those sort of bags that you got for random. So, you know, collecting them all was really hard. It was really tough. And I got 103 of them over there. Some of them are repeated, but not all of them. And it's just been really hard, you know. Just like three people have been interested in it. Nothing really concrete. you know, quite some leads, but nothing tangible. The third thing you shouldn't sell are ugly teddy bears. I don't know if I'm saying this, but I mean, if it's a really nice teddy bear for a great price, then it'll probably just go away. But if it's an ugly teddy bear, it's not that big, it doesn't have anything special, don't lose your time. People are not going to want to buy it. Sorry. They can get it elsewhere, and it'll be fancier, nicer, and for a better price. So just don't get into that. And the fourth one, don't sell off-season. Now, I have a boogie. I don't know if it's a boogie, but it's an inflatable for pools. You know, it's like a pool toy that you use. It's an inflatable. I think that's the real term. So yeah, you use it to like play on the pool, right? It floats on the water, and it's a lot of fun. But the thing is that I'm selling it right when vacations are finishing, meaning that everybody has already gone to the beach. And they had their fun and things, and now they're coming back to real life. And that's when I'm selling it. So, you know, it doesn't really make sense. You want to sell it before people go into vacation so that they can, you know, buy it and have a great time at the pool. And so don't sell off season. Really try to time the things. I think I'm going to get it off from Facebook Marketplace and put it back again in, just as I've done with some things. Just so it can be seen by more people. Now, this is another thing that I want to tell. You really have to figure out when it's the best time to post things on Facebook Marketplace or some other place. For example, I don't know if you know, but the best time to post things on Facebook is Monday or Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I mean, 10 a.m. is a great hour. 1 to 3 p.m., that's also a great hour. So those are the best days at the best times. But you usually want to get it some sort of day of the week, not Sunday, not Saturday. You gotta want to post it on through Monday through Friday, from 10 a.m. onwards, up until what, like 5 p.m. or something like that, maybe. So yeah, so the really figure out what time you gotta post stuff. And now, just to finish off this episode, I find it hard to be delivering so many different things and to so many different places because I have to physically be there. And that's when you have the problem of the bottleneck. Now, I don't know if people have done this, and I know that people do this. They use delivery systems or delivery companies. For example, we have one here. It's national. It's called the Correos de Costa Rica. I really have to look into it, see how much they cost in order to deliver my things. Maybe I have a huge volume of items that I want to sell, and I can't do that in a single day, right? Because it's just me. So a good thing, maybe an interesting thing to think about is I'll maybe try to call them, try to see what they can do. And if it doesn't cost me that much, and if I can just budget that in, I think that'll be way better because yeah, I can get more of the money in a single day, and I can get to, you know, more investing. Now, I want to get into my secret sauce. What makes me be able to sell so many things, I'm sorry. It's because, one, if you think about it, if you really think about it, if you live in a first world country or a country where you have a lot of things, and I'm saying like your country's nice, you know, it's not like people live in it and people buy and sell. Okay. Chances are, more often than not, that you'll have stuff in your house that you don't use and that other people might want to use them. And just because it's there, you know, locked up in some basement, it doesn't mean it doesn't work. It's if you think about it, if you really think about it, it's money that's lying around. It's just there sitting down doing nothing. You can convert it. You can liquidate it. And that can really help you out with the things that you really want to buy or just by doing some little forms of investments. So first of all, a lot of things in your house, you bought them for a reason. Maybe it's because you found it valuable and now you don't anymore. Well, chances are some other people are going to find that valuable now as well. And you just have to sell it to them. You just have to connect with them. So that's great. Really think about that. And second of all, what I've been trying to do, but it's kind of hard to do now, is try to recreate the Gary Vaynerchuk trash talk Okay, if you guys don't know, Gary Vaynerchuk, he's the CEO of VaynerMedia. He's a great guy, an amazing entrepreneur. He's basically my first inspiration. He does a show called Trash Talk. And what he does is that he goes into New Jersey suburbs and just hunting for garage sales. So he goes into these garage sales and he gets the things that he thinks are going to be valuable, and he posts them on Amazon and eBay, and he gets so much money for it. Like, seriously, I'm talking about, like, from $40, he makes $274. So that's amazing. That's really great, you know? That is investment. You're putting money in, and you're expecting a greater return later. I try to recreate that here in Costa Rica. It's kind of tough because we don't have a lot of garage sales. It's not a thing here. It's more of an American thing. But I mean, I've found two garage sales, and I've been able to buy some things from them and sell them. But it's kind of slow though. I've been getting better with the things that I have at home. So I don't know. We just have to wait. Maybe I can show you guys what I have been trying to flip. Okay. And for those who don't know, flipping, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, is buying something at a low price and sell it for a higher price. And that's an item. That's an object, anything. Okay, so for my first garage sale, I bought a portable gas stove for 10,000 colones. I bought a crossbar for 500 colones, an alarm clock, you know, the famous alarm clock, for 1,000 colones, I'm sorry, a keyboard Rap Master, it's basically a keyboard, musical keyboard, it's really small, but it's really cute, for 8,000 colones, a bottle, plastic bottle, for 500, a coin purse that's shaped like a heart for 300, I'm sorry, 500, a stuffed bear for 300, and a roller. You know, the things they use to, I don't know, make bread or pizzas, I guess, for 200 colones. So in total, I spent 21,000 colones, okay? And I expected to sell them at higher prices, of course. So the portable gas stove I bought at 10, and I expected it to sell it at 17. And I actually did, by the way. So I sold it for 17, and that was great. I also sold it with the crossbend because I thought it was never going to go away. So I just sold the crossbend for 500, the same as I bought it. The alarm clock, I sold it for 5,000, which means I had a 4,000 profit. That's great. That's amazing. And let's see. Yeah, I think that's it. So those are the only two things that I've been able to sell. And that gives me a total of 22,500, which gives me a profit of 1,500 in total, which is not bad, right? I mean, I could make some profit. I could get my money back and a little bit more. So that's great. But it wasn't the thing that I was expecting. Now, the second garage sale, I bought an iPad case for 3,000, a pool inflator, the thing that I was mentioning, you right, the boogie, for 3,000, a selfie stick for 500 colones, an inflator for, I don't know, like soccer balls or bicycles, for 500 colones. And also they gave me an ice chest for free, a small ice chest. So we also had another ice chest here that was a medium-sized ice chest. So everything, all of that was 7,000 colones total. And I expected it to buy, of course, at a higher price. So the iPad case, I expected to buy to sell it at 4,000. I actually lowered the prices because I'm really nervous that nobody's going to buy them, just as it happened at the first garage sale. So, well, the iPad case, I expect to sell it for 4,000, meaning 1,000 profit. The pool inflator for 4,000, same $1,000 profit. 1,000 colones profit. I wish. The selfie stick for 3,000, meaning 2,500 profit. And the inflator for 3,000, meaning 2,500 profit. Now both the ice chests were for free because one I already had here, and the other one they gave it to me for free. So both of them, one of them actually, the small one was for 5,000. I already sold it. Great. And the medium sized one, I'm getting to see if I can sell it right now. but I mean, I've had some
some leads here and there. So that would be 10,000. I'd want to sell it for 10,000. That gives me, for now, a profit of minus 2,000, meaning that I have to sell something else for 2,000 or more to be able to make a profit. So that's basically the spreadsheet that I have right here. You know, trying out these things is really cool because you get to interact with consumers one-on-one. So you gotta get the negotiation type of deals. Everybody wants to get their thing for the lowest price possible. If nobody asks you for a lower price and you have a lot of people who are asking you for things, it may be that you're selling it a little too cheap. So you might want to like raise your price a little bit. So, you know, get the different cues and things that you learn here and there with time. So it's really great. I really like that a lot. I would highly recommend anybody who's listening to this, if you have things just lying around in your house and you think that you can sell them, don't get attached to them, please. Like, they're just things. Just imagine, money in your pocket would be way better because then you can use it for things that you actually want more than the thing that you already have there. So really, I encourage you to look around your house for things that you can sell and that can give you some sort of maybe a little stability, maybe, you know, nice dinner, nice lunch. You can use it for that. Some little expenses here and there. It makes your time a little bit more productive. So I really recommend that for sure. I'm hooked on it, honestly. I love to go and sell the thing and people giving me money for it. I'm like, oh, it's so cool. And talking with the buyers and the sellers, and it's so cool. I love it. I love that world. And that's why this is the Business Bubble. And this is the place where I get to express my experiences, my losses, my wins, my reality of trying to become a businessman and just getting immersed in this world with you guys, my audience. So I thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening. And I think I'll see you guys in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.